Hello everybody, my name is Anu Dorna and with me today is Svenja Bübke. She's advisor for international students at the University of Stuttgart. Hi Svenja.
Hi Anu.
Nice to have you here today. We are going to talk about study financing. I can imagine this is an important topic for many students, am I right?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, we receive a lot of emails by people who are interested in studying at the University of Stuttgart and who are asking about strategies to finance their studies. But it also comes up in consultations with students in higher semesters as well. So I would say it is a topic not only when preparing for coming to Stuttgart, but also for throughout your studies, basically.
Okay. Svenja, I've sometimes heard people telling me studying in Germany is for free. Is that true?
Actually, well, that would be nice. Well, the state of Baden-Württemberg introduced tuition fees for non-EU citizens at universities in the year of 2017. So that means that non-EU citizens have to pay tuition fees of 1,500 euros per semester, in addition to the semester fees of 200 euros. So the semester fees are paid by all students at universities in Baden-Württemberg. And if you calculate that, so based on the standard period of studies, that would amount to around 10,000 euros for a bachelor's degree and around 6,800 euros for a master's degree, so for four semesters.
So these are the tuition fees only?
Yes, that's true.
What other costs come on top of that?
Well, actually, a much bigger part of the costs of staying in Stuttgart are the living costs. So a good estimation of living costs would be around 860 euros per month. And if you compare that, so it's 860 euros for the living costs and 250 euros for the semester and tuition fees. So if you set aside every month 250 euros for the semester and tuition fees, then you have the full amount of 2,700 euros that you have towards the for the next semester for the fees. And if you compare that, I mean, the living costs are much bigger. And of course, the living costs depend on your lifestyle, right? But I think it's important to keep in mind that the living costs in Stuttgart are really high. I mean, just the rent itself is basically over the roof on the private market in Stuttgart. So if you see that the costs for your studies in Stuttgart would then amount to around 40,000 for a bachelor degree, which is like the tuition costs and the living costs, and 28,000 for a master's degree. Again, living costs and study costs. So I would definitely say that studying in Germany is not free, right? 40,000 is not free. But if you compare that to the tuition fees alone that you have in several countries like the US or Great Britain, then it is basically a gift to study in Germany.
Okay, so are there any scholarships for international students to finance their studies?
I just said that basically studying in Germany is a gift because of the low costs for education. So the deal is basically that the costs for educations are low, but then again, there are basically no scholarships, or scholarships in Germany are not very common. So the biggest grant giving organization for international students in Germany is the DAD, which means German Academic Exchange Service. And they do offer full scholarship programs for studies in Germany. And I would highly recommend to check out their database, because you can not only find scholarships funded by the DAD there, but also scholarships by other organizations.
Okay, are there any scholarships by the University of Stuttgart itself?
Not really. There are some options, but those are only partial scholarships. So for example, you have the Deutschlandstipendium, which means Germany scholarship. And this is the scholarship is awarded for 1 year, but you only receive 300 euros per month if you are lucky enough to get the scholarship. Another option would be the STIBET scholarship, which is again funded by the DAD and can be awarded for between 2 to 6 months. And it's awarded by the international office.
Okay. Can you apply for STIBET in all phases of your study?
Oh, no, sorry. Actually, the STIBET is for students in their higher semesters, so for the third semester and upwards.
Okay. What would you say, how many students actually have a scholarship of German university students?
That is actually a really low number. So only about 2% of all students have a scholarship, and of all students meaning domestic students and international students.
Okay, I see. That's really not very common. But what about working? Can international students work to finance their studies?
Yes, they can. And actually, that's a really popular topic among international students. So there are actually many aspects to working in Germany as an international student. And one topic or aspect is actually the work permit. If you come to Stuttgart and you're a non-EU citizen, then you will have to apply for a residence permit. And this residence permit will allow you to work for up to 120 full days, in addition to a student assistant position for up to 85 hours per month. If you are an EU citizen, you do not require a specific work permit. You can just work and you don't have any limitations regarding your student jobs.
So it makes a difference if you are a citizen of the European Union country or not.
Yes, it does.
Okay. What other things should international students consider who think about working as a means of supporting their studies?
I would definitely say that you have to look at the hours that or the capacities that you need for studying. I mean, if you come to Stuttgart or to Germany in general in order to study, that should be your primary focus. And working on the side is nice because I know a lot of students, they have to work and have additional income. But I would say that you really have to, again, focus on your studies and make sure that the hours that you need for working are still compatible with your hours that you need for studying. So please never ever come to Stuttgart and think that you can finance yourself by working in Stuttgart alone. You always need additional income, savings or family support. Always calculate that.
Yeah. What about language skills? There are English taught study programs in Germany and German taught study programs. Which language skills do you need to find a job?
I would actually say that many student jobs require advanced German skills, so basically B1 and up. So it is really helpful if you know how to speak German at least a bit or even fluently. Many positions ask for that. I mean, you might be lucky and find a student assistant position where you can where your English skills are enough, but it is always helpful to know German. So to anybody who thinks about coming to Germany and study here and work on the side, or even think about staying in Germany and work full-time after their graduation, I would highly recommend to start learning German and start as soon as possible.
So let me sum that up a bit. So I understand that you shouldn't rely on working and scholarships only as study financing. You will need some other sources of financing too. Is this right?
Yes, definitely. I would actually recommend that you have both savings on your own and family support. Just account for any possible changes in your financial situation. There might be a change in your family. Let's say you have a spouse and you have a child, or if somebody gets ill in your family and they can't support you anymore. Or another part is also the currency fluctuation that you can't account for right now. So you have to plan ahead. Also, many students take an additional semester, so they do not only study 6 semesters for the bachelor or 4 semesters for the master, but even 1 or 2 semesters more. So I would actually recommend to plan ahead.
Okay, so good planning is halfway to success. Thank you very much for this insight, Svenja.
Thank you for having me.